Okay, Shkoyach, good evening all.
Good evening, Rabbi. So
we've been speaking a lot about preparing for Shabbos, speaking specifically about Friday and what Erev Shabbos is meant to be like. And the Pasuk says, as the Nitei Gavril brings down, in the Perek Tet Zayin, Pasuk Hey, in Sefer Shemos, V'haya Bayom HaShishi, when it came to the month the Jewish people were eating in the desert, V'ichino Es Asher Yaviu, they had to prepare beforehand to collect the man on Friday so they could eat it on Shabbos. This is a very famous connection. The Parsha of the man is connected to many aspects of Shabbos, in particular to Lechem Mishnah. Why do we have two loaves of challah on Shabbos, and also some say, why do we cover the challah on Shabbos? It's all related to the fact that it's the connection to the man. And so he notes that this pasuk also teaches us that there's seemingly a mitzvah d'oraisa, a Torah commandment, to prepare for Shabbos. It's not just that every single mitzvah you have to prepare for, right? Like, is building a sukkah, is that a mitzvah to build a sukkah? No, it's not a mitzvah to build a sukkah. It's a mitzvah to dwell in a sukkah, so there's a hechsher mitzvah of building a sukkah. However, when it comes to Shabbos, it seems like there's the mitzvah of Shabbos, and there's also a separate mitzvah to actually prepare for Shabbos. And he notes that every single person, as we've explained already in other contexts, that every single person, it's behooves them to prepare for Shabbos themselves. He also notes that this exists on many different levels. So let's say you're a very wealthy person and you have a maid, you have someone in your house taking care of things. You should also do some of the cleaning, or you should be doing some of the cooking, etc. Even children, he says, once they reach the age of chinuch, 6 or 7 years old, every child should be doing a little bit something. Let's say you're a guest in someone's house. Also there you should be doing a little bit something. Let's say you're even in a hotel for Shabbos. I don't know, you fluff the pillows a little bit, or you set up your Shabbos candles. Probably not good to light them in your room. You light them wherever the hotel says. It's okay for you to light them as long as it's not a sakana, it's not a danger for anyone else. And ultimately, the question as he poses it is, when is the most absolute ideal time to begin this Shabbos preparation? Right? So we noted about when the best time to do the shopping is. But when is the actual best time to begin this preparation? If I want to do the Shabbos cleaning, if I want to do the Shabbos cooking. So we'll have an extensive conversation about when exactly the right time to do the cooking is. But let's see what he writes over here. He says, Li'olam yashkim adam be'erev Shabbos ba'boker le'troch ul'hachim sarchi Shabbos. One should really begin preparing for Shabbos, ideally not even before Friday. The absolute best time is you should wake up early in the morning on Friday morning and do most of your prep work then, if that's possible. And he says, let's say a person wakes up, I don't know if you still wake up so early in the morning, but some people wake up 3 in the morning, whatever it is. So if as long as you wake up, even if it's 3 in the morning, it's clearly before Alos HaShachar, before it's light at all outside, since it's clear that you're waking up that early and it's about getting ready for Shabbos, so then that would even be okay as well, even though it's technically the night before, we still count that as the day. And then he goes again into this whole discussion about how late should a person be preparing for Shabbos. Is there such a thing as too late? Ultimately, he says that you shouldn't, cut too close to Shabbos in some areas, but again, not that part of the conversation will not be for right now. Tomorrow, God willing, we'll begin this actual discussion of cooking. And there's a whole question. So let's say, I don't know too much about cooking, but there are some dishes that are better if you cook them 2 days before. Some, they could sit and marinate in their own juices for a little bit. And some dishes, no, they taste best fresh. Right? Challah is a great example. Nothing quite like fresh challah for those who have been zocha to taste fresh challah. So am I allowed to bake my challah on Thursday before Shabbos? So we'll have to get into all those discussions tomorrow, God willing. But for now, we'll conclude with the Rabbi's Kaddish.